ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनाभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साधयितं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णा चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्यत्यदिशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिष्ये नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्ध दीनबन्ध जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखम करति वाचलम पंगु लंघयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं। हरे कृष्ण। वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर टुडेज कृष्णकथा शुड बी एवरी डे बट we'll be discussing about Krishna in Vrindavan because Janmashtami is coming. So I thought today and tomorrow I'll be speaking here because after few days Jhulan Yatra, then Janmashtami, then Radhashtami, so all Vrindavan festivals are coming up. So Prabhupada used to say before festivities come we should build up our consciousness so that we can receive the Lord in a nice mood. So Krishna is our worshipable God. For the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Krishna is the only God. When Srila Prabhupada established this society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, some of his followers said, Prabhupada, please don't give the name International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It should be more broader. Give the name International Society for God Consciousness. So God Consciousness means is gone, right? Without is gone, means God is gone. So he didn't want that. He said is gone. So Krishna is on. So as long as ISKCON will be there, Krishna will be on. So why Prabhupada was emphatic about giving the name Krishna? Because Kali Yuga, people are very confused. And when the concept of God also coming in our life, people are more confused about that. So generally two categories of people are there in this world. One category of people, those who believe in God. And there is another category of people, those who do not believe in God. So those who do not believe in God, their life is clear, no God. But those who believe in God, their journey continues. So then, who is that God? So then, there are two categories of people. One category of people, they think God has a form. And another category of people, they believe God has no form. So those who believe God has form, they are known as impersonal. They are called personalist. And those who believe that God has no form, they are called impersonalist. So those who believe God has no form, they have nothing much to know. So their journey also stops. But those who believe and accept that Lord has form, then journey continues. And that is the most challenging part of our spiritual journey. Who is that God? So in India, there are different forms of God available. Right? According to Vedic literature, there are 33 crores demigods, unlimited incarnation of God. So in this way, people are very confused. Who is God? So one devotee went to a house, and in that house he saw on the altar there are many pictures, whatever is available in the market in India. So people have a tendency to put everybody. So this devotee of his control, why you have put so many pictures? You don't know who is God? And he said, why I have to break my head, who is God? My duty is to offer arati to them. Let them decide who is God and let him accept. So why I have to be in confusion to decide who is God? So people are not so much interested. So they think, I know God is there. So my duty is to offer some arati and puja. Then life is perfect. So this is most of the people in India. Right or wrong? But Prabhupada has established ISKCON not to get this kind of followers. Prabhupada wanted to give Krishna consciousness in a very systematic, scientific way. So, before becoming Krishna conscious, we should know who is Krishna. That's why Prabhupada was very, very clear about that. And why Krishna is God? People think ISKCON has made Krishna God. Before that, Krishna was not God. So after Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON, Krishna has become God. So in India, people think we can become God also. And we have seen many people leave their home and go for searching for God. And after some time, they realize it's very difficult to find God, but it is easier to become God. So many people in the search of God, in the process, they become God. And many people also believe them they are God. But Srila Prabhupada did not want to give that kind of God to all of us. Because God has to be properly defined. According to Parashar Muni, the father of Vyasadeva has defined God. He has said, Oisarjasya samagrasya virjasya jasahasriya Jnana vairagya chaiva sangnam bhaga itingana. He has said, who can be God? Who possesses six opulences in full. And what are these six opulences? Wealth, power, beauty, oisarjasya samagrasya birja. Oisarja means wealth, birja means power, then fame, beauty, knowledge and renunciation. These are the six opulences. And who possesses these six opulences in full? He is God. So if we accept Krishna as God, then we have to analyze properly that really Krishna is possessing all these six opulences or not. So our acharyas, have explained very nicely how, while Krishna was there in this planet 5,000 years ago, he exhibited all these opulences in full. That's why he is God. And as the devotees of the Lord, we should know all this. Otherwise, our faith in God is also will be sentimental. So we accept God, we accept Krishna as God, not because somebody is telling that. Some people think Krishna is God because he is black. So there are so many black people. So everybody is God. Someone thinks Krishna is God because he is playing flute. Someone is telling Krishna is God because he danced with the gopis. So these are not the ways to understand God. So it's a superficial understanding. So in order to understand Krishna as God, we have to really analyze whether Krishna has these six opulences in full or not. If he has, then he is God. If he does not have, he is not God. So therefore, today we will analyze that, Krishna's opulences. And Krishna is not only possessing all the six opulences, he also possesses four other qualities, which other form of God do not have it. So therefore, Krishna is God, but he is not only God. He is God of all gods. And Prabhupada has told we should know Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. So there is a difference between God and the supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna is not only God, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. So we'll try to establish this. So why Krishna is God? Because he is possessing six opulences. First is wealth. So you have to check Krishna has money or poor. He is poor. So generally, people have a tendency, especially those who are traditional worshipper in India, they love to worship Lakshmi. Right? Because Lakshmi gives wealth. And if you have wealth, then life is successful. If you have money, then people think life has become successful. And if you don't have money, life is unsuccessful. In Srimad Bhagavatam also it is said, everything in Kali Yuga will be judged by money. Money is very important. But nobody can claim that everything belongs to him. So what kind of wealth Krishna has? Brahma has said in Brahma Sanghita, Chinta mani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha, laksha vritesu suravi ravi palayantam, lakshmi sahasra sata sambrahma sebhamanam, govinda madipurusham tamaham bhajam. So, the lotus feet of the Lord is worshipped by millions of gopis or lakshmijis. And the Lakshmi is the source of wealth. So if all the Lakshmis are in the line and queue to serve the lotus feet of Krishna, then we have to understand that lotus feet of Krishna is the source of all wealth. And Krishna has also exhibited. When Krishna left Mathura and went to Dwarka, so he has built separate palace for his each queen. And Krishna had 16,108 queens. And each queen had one separate palace. And according to scriptures, these palaces are not ordinary palaces. It's not built by some stone, brick, something like that. It was all built by jewels. So this kind of wealth Krishna exhibited. So Narada Muni wanted to check how Krishna is managing so many wives. We know those who are married, so having family life is difficult to manage, right? One wife is difficult in Kali Yuga. So Krishna was managing 16,108 wives. Brilliant husband. So Narad Muni wanted to check how he is managing. So Narad Muni came to check and he saw Krishna was there in each and every palace doing different things. So why he could do that? How he could do that? Because Krishna has expanded himself into 16,108 forms. That is why Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that way, Krishna exhibited his wealth. Then Krishna is a source of all power, strength. Generally, in order to gain strength in this world, people go to gym, right? So have you seen Krishna is doing practice in gym? So where from he got this power? When he was only 7 days old, he killed Putana, an witch. And length of that witch was one yojana, 8 miles long. And Krishna was a small child. So how Krishna could kill her? Krishna just sucked the breast of Putana and Putana was killed. So where from Krishna got this power? Because he does not have to get power. He is the source of all power. He is the source of all power. That's why he is God. And all power comes from him. Whatever power we have, that comes from the Lord. And he also lifted Govardhan Hill when he was 7 years old. With the finger, the small finger of the left hand. For 7 days and 7 nights. And Prabhupada used to say that many people want to become God in Kali Yuga. So tell them to lift Govardhan Hill in order to claim to be God. How to talk about lifting Govardhan Hill for 7 days and 7 nights? Let them stand for 7 days and 7 nights without going to toilet. But they want to be God. So that is the power of Krishna. So all this strength is there in that Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why he is God. Wealth, power, then fame. So Krishna is famous. So in this world, people also become famous doing some wonderful things. But as time passes, the famous people do not remain famous for long. Right or wrong? But Krishna, from historical point of view also, he appeared 5,000 years ago. Still, he is famous. And his fame is increasing. As the preaching of Krishna consciousness is expanding all over the world, the fame of Krishna is increasing. And Krishna, whatever he does, it becomes famous. He did something very unusual, but it becomes famous. He stole butter. So Makhanchar Bhagavan. So his stealing is worshipped, especially in month of Damodar is coming, Kartik month. Those who are practicing devotees, you know, we worship that form of a thief which was bound by Yashoda. And we worship that form for 1 month, special worship. So which thief is worshipped in this world? Then why is worshipped? Because whatever he does, it becomes famous. Because he is transcendental, he is spiritual. Then he danced with the gopis, other wives. It's good. Socially is not good. Morally is very bad, right? Socially, morally, unacceptable. But he is worshipped. And topmost worship. Mahaprabhu is telling that the way gopis worship Krishna is the topmost worship in the whole world, in the whole creation. So how is that possible? Because whatever Krishna does is famous. Then also he left the battlefield. Jarasandha, he attacked 17 times Mathura. So 17 times Krishna defeated him. But when Jarasandha attacked for 18 times, so Krishna left. He left the battlefield. There's some other purpose also. And a Kshatriya, if he leaves the battlefield, he is very bad example. But when Krishna leaves the battlefield, he becomes famous. And you know, Ranchar Bhagavan, Gujarat, right? People worship the Lord. Why? He left the battlefield. So in that way, whatever Krishna does, it becomes famous because he is the source of all fame. So Isharjasya, Birjasya, Jasaha, Sriya. Sriya means beauty. So generally, people talk about beautiful things in this world. But it's very, very difficult to understand what kind of beauty Krishna has. So generally, who is the most beautiful lady in this world? They are designated as Miss World, Miss Universe, something like that. Most beautiful. So there are different planetary systems. We are in the earthly planet. Above us, we are heavenly planets. Beyond the material world, Vaikuntha planets. Then we have Dwaraka, then Vrindavan. So in all the planets, there are beautiful ladies. So it is explained the beauty of the apsaras in heavenly planets is much more superior to the beauty of this world, earthly planet. And it is said somewhere that they see the beautiful ladies of this world as frogs. So you can understand how much beautiful they are. So as compared to the ladies in heavenly planets, the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha planets are much more beautiful. Then as compared to the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha planets, the queens in Dwaraka are much more beautiful. Then as compared to the queens in Dwaraka, the gopis of Vrindavan are much more beautiful. And in Vrindavan, there are unlimited gopis. And out of that, 108 gopis are principal gopis. And out of these 108, 8 are the principal gopis. And out of these 8, 2 are most important gopis. Chandravali and Srimati Radharani. And out of these 2, Srimati Radharani is most beautiful. But this most beautiful lady in the whole creation, Radharani, is attracted to the beauty of Krishna. So once one gopi came to Radharani and told, "I saw the whole beautiful form of Krishna." So Radharani said, "You are so fortunate. I don't have that fortune. Because as soon as I see a particular limb of Krishna, I cannot move my eye from that limb of Krishna." So that is beauty of Krishna. So what to talk about, Radharani is attracted to the beauty of Krishna. One day Krishna was in Dwaraka. So Krishna saw a beautiful boy. And he was running to embrace that boy. And when he was running, he realized that boy, that form, is a reflection of his own body. So Krishna thought, "Oh my God, I am so beautiful. But I don't know, I am so beautiful." Then he started lamenting. He said, "I said in Bhagavad Gita, 'Bhaktaram jagatabhasang sarvalokha maheshwaram,' I am the supreme enjoyer. But I don't know my beauty. And I have also stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 'Abhigya Sarat,' I know everything. But I don't know myself. So I don't know my beauty. I don't know the happiness people derive by seeing my beautiful form. So what kind of God I am?" So he is feeling some deficiency as God. But God is complete. But he was feeling incomplete. Then he decided, "I should appear in a different form." That's why Krishna decided to appear in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience his own beauty. So that is the level of beauty of Krishna. That's why he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then knowledge. So knowledge means what? Generally people say, oh, he is very knowledgeable. He knows this, he knows that. But according to scripture, knowledgeable means who knows past, present and future. Then he is in knowledge. If you don't know past, present, future, you are in ignorance. That is a simple way of understanding. So Krishna told Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, both you and me appeared many times before together. But you cannot remember, but I can remember. Why? Because Krishna knows past, present and future. But we forget. What to talk about past life? We cannot remember so many things of this life. And Srila Prabhupada said, what we remember yesterday, we cannot remember that also. What now, the same time, now 8:15. So what we are thinking yesterday, now, at this moment, can you remember? But we like to remember the what happened in my past life. It's not a good logic, because living entity is forgetful by nature. Because we are in ignorance. Material world is the world of ignorance. So why Krishna is the source of all knowledge? Because he knows past, present and future. And he does not have to study to get knowledge. Generally when we speak, when we give lecture, when we go to the school, college, we have to study. And not only study, you have to do revisions also. Even after that we forget. Right or wrong? But have you seen that Krishna, when Kurukshetra war began, day before Krishna was preparing that he has to speak Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna? Let me study, let me remember all the slokas. 700 slokas. So Krishna spoke that. He did not have to prepare because he is the source of all knowledge. Whatever comes out from him, that is knowledge. He does not have to get knowledge because he is the embodiment of all knowledge. That's why he is God. So therefore, that is the difference between a living entity and God. We have to understand that. So I am explaining all this point to understand that how God is different from other living entities. So why Krishna is God? Because he is a source of all knowledge. Then, renunciation. The sixth opulence. So generally when you have one opulence, you become attached. If someone is beautiful, he becomes attached to the beauty. Right or wrong? If someone has money, he becomes attached to the money. If he is famous, he becomes attached to that fame. In that way, whatever opulence we may have, we become attached to that. But Krishna, who possesses all the other five opulences, but even after that, he is very detached. Completely detached. That's why he is God. Example is given that Krishna, he accepted the role of the chariot driver of Arjuna. So generally in India, West may be a little different, but in India, to become a driver is not a prestigious job. Nobody says, oh, my son has become a taxi driver. It's nothing very highly elevated thing to talk about. But Krishna has accepted that role of a driver, chariot driver. And who's chariot driver? His own devotee Arjuna. And he became the chariot driver not during ordinary timings, during war. Kurukshetra war. Krishna became the chariot driver of Arjuna. So how much detachment or renunciation has to be there in order to accept that kind of service? And in the warrior cannot speak. Generally, driver has to take the direction, no? which side to go. So in the war, warrior cannot speak because he is so busy in fighting. So how the chariot driver will know which side to go? Generally the warrior gives a kick. If he kicks on the right hand side, then go right. If the warrior hits at the left hand side, and if the warrior hits at the middle, then go straight. Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is accepting this kind of role, and by that he is establishing the highest principle of renunciation. That's why he is God. And when Yudhishthira Maharaj performed Rajasiya Yajna, a big sacrifice, big festival. So generally in the big festivals, those who are big, they take high responsibility. Oh, president, chairman, secretary, this, that, big, big role they take. But Krishna was not the chairman of the Rajasiya Yajna. What service he took? He took two services. When the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas will come, they will take their shoes and put in the shoe stand and wash their lotus feet. The first service Krishna did. And the second service, after they finish their meal, he will clean the place. These are the two services Krishna took up. And by that, Krishna has established the principle of top renunciation. And because of that, he is God. So why Krishna is God? Because he has exhibited all these six opulences. It's clear? So no confusion, Krishna is God. Hopefully. So he has fulfilled all the criteria of the definition of God as given by Parashar Muni. That's why Krishna is God. Krishna is not God because of so many other reasons. One German gentleman came to India to know God. Who is God? So he went to different temples of India and he saw different forms of God. Then while he was going back, one reporter saw him in the airport. He asked him, "You saw so many temples in India. So what's your realization? Who is God?" He said, "Krishna is God." He said, "Why Krishna is God?" "Because I went to different temples. I saw different forms. Someone having two legs, four hands, six hands, two hands, and having different kinds of weapons in their hands. And I saw they are all busy. So I thought I am busy managing my life, they are also busy managing their life. So why, how come they can be God? But when I went to the temple of Krishna, when I saw this beautiful form of God, I saw that he has nothing to do. He is having his own flute and playing the flute and dancing with his girlfriend. So I thought he must be God." So people think in a different way. But it's not that Krishna doesn't have any job, that's why he is God. Jobless person should be God then. So why Krishna is God? Because Krishna has fulfilled all these six requirements. Means he has the six opulences in full. That's why he is God. So that is one concept. But Krishna in Vrindavan, he is something more different. He is not ordinary God. So these are the opulences of God in Vaikuntha planet. But Krishna is sweet God. One is opulences and sweetness. So in Vrindavan, the devotees of Vrindavan don't know Krishna is God. They don't love Krishna because Krishna is God. They love Krishna because they cannot live without loving Krishna. Because Krishna is so loving. So, by Krishna's arrangement, the Brajavasis, the devotees of Vrindavan, they have forgotten that Krishna is God. That is Krishna's Vrindavan pastime. So why Krishna has made that arrangement? Because if someone is great, It is very, very difficult to develop intimate relationship with that person. Intimacy cannot be developed with great personalities. Those who think great and people think them great, and that makes people very, very lonely. So if you make an analysis, the so-called successful people, they always feel lonely. Because when you become great, people cannot approach you personally. So therefore, these great personalities start feeling loneliness. That's why Krishna has removed that concept of greatness while he is dealing with his devotees. That's why Krishna is so intimate with his devotees, because they don't know Krishna is God. So what is the difference? Devaki and Vasudev, they also the parents of Krishna. And Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they are also parents of Krishna. Is there any difference? There is a big difference. So Devaki, although he sees the mother of Krishna, she knows Krishna is God. That knowledge is there. But Mother Yashoda, she doesn't know Krishna is God. And she doesn't want to know that also. That's why she is supreme. So example is given. So Krishna used to steal butter, like anything. And every day complain used to come. Every day complain to Mother Yashoda, that your son is stealing, your son is stealing. So Mother Yashoda said, give some evidence, no? So where is the scarcity of butter in my house? I have 900,000 cows only. So how much milk will be there? How much butter will be there? So is there any scarcity of butter in my house that my son will steal butter in your house? So you are unnecessarily complaining out of envy. So please give some evidence. So okay. So one gopi said, I will give some evidence. So one day Krishna was stealing butter and Krishna was caught red-handed. So that gopi thought, now I can prove to Mother Yashoda that your son has stolen butter. So she brought Krishna to his house, in the house of Mother Yashoda Nanda Maharaj. And that gopi called Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda, come, see today. You tell all the time that your son cannot steal. So, today he is caught red-handed. So Mother Yashoda was confused. He said, Krishna stole butter, caught red-handed. He is taking rest in his room. Then that lady, that gopi saw, he thought that was Krishna, but when he looked at him in his house, he saw that's his own son. And she was so embarrassed. So Mother Yashoda was laughing and Krishna came out from his room. He was also laughing. But this gopi was really confused. He said, I caught Krishna red-handed. How come Krishna has become my son? So he was so feeling so insulted. Then he came out from the house of Nanda Maharaj, and as soon as she came out, he saw again Krishna. And Krishna was smiling at her. He said, look, don't try to disturb my stealing. Never complain. So this time I became your son. So if you complain again, next time I'll become your husband. Okay? So be very, very careful. So in this way, Krishna used to create a lot of disturbances in the neighborhood. And gopis used to love that. But one day, Mother Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna. Because Krishna is doing all this nonsense. So Yashoda wants to punish him. But every day Krishna has some excuses. Balaram is there, Mother Rohini is there. Krishna takes shelter of them and Krishna escapes. So one day Mother Yashoda caught him, and that day Rohini and Balaram were not there in the house. So Mother Yashoda thought today is the best day to bind Krishna. So Krishna was bound by the rope. So what to do? Nobody is there to help. So Balaram came in the evening time, afternoon time. As soon as Balaram came, Krishna lodged a complaint. There is torture going on. So whole day I could not play. I am bound. And as soon as Krishna complained, Balaram became very angry. How come? Who can bind Krishna like this? And Balaram was shouting, screaming, who has done this? Who has done this? And Mother Yashoda was overhearing. And she said, I have done it. What's your problem? She told Balaram. Then Balaram said, you don't know who is Krishna? He said, who is Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the cause of all causes. So in that way he was explaining the greatness of Krishna as God. So, oh, Krishna is God. Then who are you? He said, you don't know who am I? I am Sankarsan, I am Ananta Shesh. So then Mother Yashoda said, God has no other place. All the gods have to appear in my house only. So then she took the stick, and by seeing the stick in the hand of Mother Yashoda, Balaram started running in fear. So Krishna Balaram, who are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, running in fear by seeing the stick in the hand of Mother Yashoda. How it is possible? Because of the parental love. So that is the beauty of Vrindavan. And you will not find this anywhere, even in the spiritual world also. It is only available in Vrindavan. So that is the glory of Vrindavan Dham. Why? Because Krishna is so intimate. So intimacy, love, makes our relationship intimate, not opulence. People think, oh, Vrindavan is a village, Dwarka has opulence. No. Vrindavan has much more opulence than Dwarka and Vaikuntha planets. But Vrindavan, devotees of Vrindavan don't care opulence. For them, opulence is meaningless. Because they love Krishna so much. So why Krishna is exhibiting Vrindavan pastime? To establish the principle of love. Love is the topmost thing in the whole creation. And that love, if we get, then our life is successful. So we use the word love very cheaply. I love you. Very simple, very cheap. Prabhupada said, there is no love in this world. So love, I was hearing that meaning of love means to accept pain without complaint for the beloved. That is called love. Love means giving. Love means service. Love doesn't mean to take. Everybody in this world wants to take or get something out of any relationship. Prabhupada said, if there is any love in this world, it is the mother's love for the child. Other than that, there is no love. Very cheap nowadays. So it is said that love at first sight, divorce at first fight. Very fast forward life going on nowadays. So why is that? Because love is taken very cheaply. But Krishna is not exhibiting that kind of love. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that what is the meaning of love? Atmendriya priti vancha tare vale kam, Krishnendriya priti vancha dhare premanam. So love means to satisfy Krishna. That is love. And why Vrajavasis are topmost devotees? because Vrajavasis' life are meant only to please Krishna. That is Vrindavan. Vrindavan means loving Krishna. That is Vrindavan. So Krishna wanted to establish that gopis' love for him is topmost. So one day Narada Muni came in Dwarka and Krishna had headache. And no doctor could cure him. So Narada Muni said, "You are God, you don't know how to cure your headache." He said, "Yeah, I know. So what is the cure?" Krishna said, "If you can bring the dust from the lotus feet of my devotee, if that dust can be applied on my head, then my headache will disappear." So what's the big deal? You have so many devotees. Next door is the house of Palace of Rukmini. So Narada Muni went to Rukmini's palace, told that Krishna wants the dust from your lotus feet. He said, "So are you crazy? How can I give him the dust of my lotus feet? I worship the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. I put the dust of my God on my head. So how can I give the dust of my feet to Krishna? I'll go to hell." So she refused. All the queens refused. Narada Muni traveled all over. All the devotees told the same thing. Everybody refused. So Narada Muni came back. He said, "Where is the dust?" Krishna asked. He said, "Not available. Dust is not available." So then what to do? Then Krishna said, "Have you gone to Vrindavan? Have you gone to Braj?" He said, "No." "So try there." So Narada Muni went to Brajadham, Vrindavan. All the gopis, Radharani, are sitting next to Jamuna. When they saw Narada Muni, they are so happy to hear and see him. He said, "What's the news? How is Krishna?" He said, "Krishna is okay, but he has headache." "Oh, really? So what could we do? He said, "Krishna has told that his headache will be cured if the dust of his devotees can be applied on his head." Then Radharani, all the gopis said, "We are not devotees of Krishna, but Krishna considers us as his devotees, so we can give. No problem." He said, "Okay." So Radharani started giving. Then by following in the footsteps of Radharani, all the gopis also started giving. Then sufficient, enough dust of Vrindavan. So Narada Muni then started asking, after seeing this mood. He said, "You don't know the consequences. If your dust goes to the head of Krishna, what will happen to you?" He said, "We know. We know we have to go to hell. Then why you are giving?" Then Gopi said, "The suffering we will get by staying hell eternally, that pain is nothing as compared to the pain we are getting now by hearing that Krishna has headache." That is the love of Vrindavan. So it's very, very difficult for us to understand. It's a very high level of love. Another example is given that Mahaprabhu has said that each moment of separation from Krishna is like a juga. How is that possible? So Sanatana Goswami is explaining, when Krishna goes for herding the cows in the forest there are a lot of trees, and sometimes Krishna disappears because of a tree from the vision of the cowherd boy. How long it will be? Very insignificant timing. But when the cowherd boy cannot see Krishna for that moment, the cowherd boy is faint on the ground because they could not see Krishna for that moment. So that is the love for the cowherd boys. And what is the love of the gopis? So gopis, they criticize so much Brahma. She says, "Brahma, what kind of creator is he? Krishna has unlimited beauty. To see that beauty, he has only given two eyes. He should have given unlimited eyes, because Krishna has unlimited beauty, but he has given only two eyes. And he also doesn't know how to create that eye also. He has given eyelids. And eyelids drops. And what gopis think? That one dropping of the eyelid is like a juga. They cannot tolerate that. How many of us can realize that eyelids are moving? We don't realize. For the gopis, is one juga. So see the level of love. So these examples are given to understand, to give some idea what is Vrindavan. Where we have to go. The place of our destination, Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and go back, come back to Godhead, no? So that is our home, original home, Vrindavan. So we have to know what kind of home is that. So that is Vrindavan. Intensity of love of the Vrajavasis. So that is the place we have to go. So Krishna is very intimate with his devotees there. So generally Krishna reciprocates according to the desire of the devotees. So he stays where devotees want him to stay. But where he wants to stay in Vrindavan only. That's why Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Vrindavan is his eternal home. So that's why Krishna wants to stay in Vrindavan. That's his desire. So that's why it is topmost place in the whole creation. Because Krishna wants to stay there. Why? Because of this kind of love of his devotees. So that is the introduction of the topic. So to understand what is Vrindavan. But our discussion is, main discussion, how to enter into that Vrindavan Dham. Prabhupada said, you cannot enter Vrindavan Dham by buying tickets. People think, I'll buy a ticket, go to Delhi, take a taxi, go to Vrindavan. That's also one way to go to Vrindavan. But whatever will be discussed to, I think we'll start today and it will continue tomorrow. That real spiritual journey. And that journey is very important journey for us because we have taken up that journey to go to Vrindavan. So Akrura, a great devotee of Lord Krishna, he also went to Vrindavan from Mathura. So 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam explains that journey. Why Akrura had to go to Vrindavan? Because Kamsa wanted Krishna to bring Krishna, wanted to bring Krishna from Vrindavan to Mathura. Why is that? Because when Kamsa was taking Vasudeva and Devaki after the marriage, there was a voice from the sky that 8th son of Devaki will kill Kamsa. So from that time, Kamsa became Krishna conscious. Yes. So Prabhupada said Kamsa was too much Krishna conscious. He was always thinking of Krishna. Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhava, always think of me. So, Kamsa was also thinking of Krishna all the time. And he said, eight was a very magic figure for him. He used to climb up on the stairs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, means Krishna. So much Krishna conscious he was. But he was not a devotee. Why he was not a devotee? Because he was thinking of Krishna in an unfavorable way. In order to become a devotee, we have to think of Krishna in a favorable way. Why he was thinking of Krishna? Because he wanted to kill him. Because he heard that Krishna will kill him. That's why as a demon, he wanted to kill Krishna. So Krishna appeared. You know the story, how Krishna appeared and went to, from Mathura, he went to Vrindavan in Gokul. Then Kamsa got the news, and what Kamsa used to do? He used to send demons. Kamsa used to send demons to kill Krishna. What kind of uncle Kamsa was? Generally, Kamsa used to, generally uncle sent some gifts, no? But Kamsa's gifts were very unique gifts. Living doll, living demons. And Krishna was also very wonderful nephew. And Krishna used to kill all of them very easily. But Kamsa was very confused. I am sending so many demons, powerful demons. And they are killed like anything. So how come I can kill him? So he thought that Krishna has some special power maybe in the forest. He's a forest boy, Vrindavan. So this is a village boy. So if I can bring him into the city, I think he cannot be so powerful. So that was Kamsa's idea. So then he thought, who will go? If he sends his own man, Krishna will not come. But Akrura was a great devotee of the Lord. So Akrura, although he is from Kamsa's camp, but Akrura was a great devotee of the Lord. So Kamsa chose Akrura. If Akrura goes, then Krishna will come. That was the plan of Kamsa. So that is the journey. So when Akrura heard that, he was very happy that I can go to Vrindavan and see Krishna Balaram there. So that is the journey of Akrura, and we will discuss that journey tomorrow. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So 10 minutes left. So if you have any question or comments. If you have no question, then we can end up. Yes, Prabhuji.
You say that Krishna never lives with Vrindavan. But from the past story of Krishna, we see that Krishna lived with Vrindavan actually.
Oh, and really? Very good. So what's your question?
So the statement that you were giving to us,
it's not correct. This is number one question. Do you have other questions also?
And the other question is,
okay, one by one. So another ambiguity, I didn't want to go into that detail because our topic was different. So Krishna's, all the activities are very mysterious. So Krishna appeared in Mathura. And according to scripture, Krishna does not go out of Vrindavan. So he appeared out of Vrindavan. So how come it is possible? So there are two Krishna. One is Vasudev Krishna. Other one is Vrindavan Krishna. Okay? Very interesting. So on Janmashtami day, Krishna appeared not in one place. Krishna appeared in two places. Mother Yashoda did not give birth to only one child. Mother Yashoda gave birth to two child. One was a son, one was a daughter. The son was Krishna and daughter was Jugamaya. And Devaki also gave birth to a child, Krishna. That is Vasudev Krishna. Okay? Clear? So, now more explanation. Generally I speak this on Janmashtami day, but you have asked the question. So then how this Vasudev Krishna went to Vrindavan? So Jiva Goswami explains. So generally Krishna came and absorbed that Krishna and take into Vrindavan. You understand? Krishna, Yashoda Krishna, is the supreme, he is the Parampurush. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. And Vasudev Krishna is his expansion. Okay? So that full Krishna, absorbed that Vasudev Krishna from the prison house of Mathura and became one Krishna. Okay? So when Vasudev came to take Krishna out of Vrindavan, who went out? Who took birth in the prison house of Devaki. But Vrindavan Krishna never left Vrindavan. Difficult to understand? It's very clear. Okay. And who killed? Krishna never kills. Whatever killing business happened was done by Vasudev Krishna. Krishna, that Yashodananda never kills. He only plays and dances. Okay? Hare Krishna. Oh, second question later on, huh? Turn. Okay. Oh, I thought I'll speak, but maybe I'll speak tomorrow in detail. So, there are four sweetnesses. Generally, every living entity has 50 qualities maximum. Brahma has 50 qualities. Then Shiva has 55 qualities. Vishnu has 60 qualities. But Krishna has 64 qualities. Rupa Goswami explains. So these four extra qualities are qualities of sweetness of Krishna. The first one is Prema Madhurya, then Leela Madhurya, then Venu Madhurya and Rupa Madhurya. Okay? Prema Madhurya means uniquely sweet pastimes. He is surrounded by the uniquely sweet devotees. Leela Madhurya, his pastimes are very sweet. Venu Madhurya, his flute is very sweet. And Rupa Madhurya, his beauty is also very sweet. These sweet, four sweetnesses make Krishna really wonderful God of Vrindavan. Okay? And we can explain that. Remind me, tomorrow we can explain that in detail. Okay? Yes.
But at the same time, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he gives us permission how to act or how to know that. Right? If he already knows what's going to happen in the future, how he gives us permission?
Good point. One thing is that, one thing is karma. Karma is a programming, you know, software programming. So, if you are in mode of goodness, you will act in mode of goodness. If you are in mode of passion, you will act in mode of passion. If you are in mode of ignorance, you will act in mode of ignorance. That will never change. But your future will change when you surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, your future will not change. It will go on. So, your future can be changed if we surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you don't surrender, if you don't act according to the instruction of God, then your journey will be governed by three modes of material nature. And Krishna knows that journey, what will happen. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any other question? Your second question? Forgot? Definitely. Big conflict. So one is called that Krishna's prema, Gopi's love, have two aspects. One is called Sakya, one is called Parakya. Sakya means wife, authorized, official. So there is no charm in, so that charm is not so much when you have official relationship. in this world also, na? Maja aata hai. Charm is there before marriage. After marriage, charm is no more. The same face, same thing, morning, afternoon, evening. If all the time the same face, then how that charm will be there? If there is difficulty to meet, then charm is there. But Krishna, he is God, so he made that arrangement by Jogamaya that he cannot meet easily. Social restrictions are there. When there is social restrictions, and if you break that restrictions and meet, that is extra sweet. And this extra charm. And being Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wants to experience that rasa. That is the topmost rasa in the spiritual world. But don't imitate in this world. Hare Krishna. That's only for God. Okay? Understood? And not only you are confused, Dwaraka, the queens are also confused. Queens, they are serving so much, and they are thinking, we are serving him so much, so nicely, but at night, he cannot sleep, Krishna, and he always talks about Gopi, Gopi, Radhe, Radhe, what's going on? So wife doesn't like another lady, no problem. So maybe modern days divorce will be filed, but Krishna is very unique personality of Godhead. So there is separate flavor when you have that kind of barrier in mixing. That's why that is called Parakya Bhava. Okay? Any other question? So we'll see you again tomorrow at 7:30 here, same place. We'll continue our journey to Vrindavan. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki, Vrindavan Dham ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare Bol.